In August, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of the birth of the Liberator Daniel O'Connell near Carrasaveen in 1775. He was called the Liberator because, by mobilizing the Catholic population down to the poorest tenant farmers through massive public meetings and protests, he forced the government at Westminster to pass the Roman Catholic Relief Act of 1829, thereby achieving Catholic emancipation. This act abolished the last of the penal laws imposed on Ireland by the British Parliament 2 centuries earlier. Catholics were henceforth entitled to the same rights and privileges as Protestants. They could now own property, hold public office, and be elected to Parliament. O'Connell had been elected to represent County Clare and was now able to take his seat at Westminster. There he campaigned for the abolition of slavery and the repeal of the Act of Union. He had been educated in France and saw the horrors of the French Revolution. Consequently, he abhorred violence and would not countenance armed rebellion. While most famous for achieving Catholic emancipation, his longer-term legacy is the concept of achieving political change through peaceful grassroots protest, a concept now recognized as a necessary right in most democracies.